Oh yes, this is recorded. It's been a good 3 years. September 27th, 2017. A special little thing called This Is Recorded was born, but you know what that means. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for laughing with us. Thank you for living your life. Shout out to everybody that got an anniversary. This is recorded. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Let me turn this off before I get sued. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have a good time, y'all. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gents, chicken, ducks, squirrels, ugly twerkers, and good twerkers, to another beautiful episode of This Is Recorded. I'm joined again by a very special person in my life. I'm going to be nice today because I'm filled with, I'm zen the fuck out. Shout out to Big Sean. And I'm in a good mood. Hey, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
It's good to have you again.
Thanks for having me. I'm you know, just my mind made it, you know.
Social distancing. You know, the regular shit. Regular, degular. Ain't nothing crazy, man. Like, you know, this is, you know, I don't know if I talked about it before. I've been doing a lot of things. I'm a busy guy. You know, I'm here, there, everywhere. But gratitude. Gratitude is very good. The gratitude for life, like, lately. Before I was waking up like, yo, I'm going to this motherfucker again, meaning a job. It's like, yo, I hate this shit. I can't do this shit. I know many of you can relate to that out there, but, like, I even remember, like, if I get, like, a sprained ankle or something, but I can't work, maybe I could be out this motherfucker for a minute. Or maybe I could sign up for FMLA, or maybe I could do some shit to get the fuck out of the job. But gratitude, as corny as it is my new attitude. And I just wake up like, hey, bro, fuck it. Hey, shout out to my dog. She having a seizure right now. Please don't mind. She be all right, though. You know, that shit is weird as fuck when somebody like, oh, they always do that. Don't worry. Like, this nigga's like,
at the mouth, it's like, okay.
This nigga's like shaking.
No,
I don't.
She do that all the time. Like, she's fine.
Oh, no, she's okay.
And then they die. It's like,
okay. Oh, shit. Nah, you just go get the electric.
Go get some water. Go.
Oh, they need to lay down. No, you need to lay down.
Get him some water.
And lay him down.
Yeah. That's it.
As I was saying before.
I knew she was going to do that.
So you was just waiting for it to happen.
I was waiting for her to fucking
do that. This is some bullshit. But anyway, but I just wake up like, fuck it. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to have a good day. Because some people don't get this chance to go to a job. Niggas is losing their job. Shout out to all the girls that's thick out there. But yeah, but I just wake up like, fuck it, bro. I got somewhere to go. Like, when I come home to my home, you know, I'm very thankful for it. I've accomplished a lot. I told shout out to Big. I told him, man, I've exceeded everything I ever wanted in life. So the next goal of mine is to you know, keep this, find more happiness, stay happy, and get the financial freedom. My goal is with my own business or whatever. It's just basically to be me all day. That's the goal. Like, really, if somebody asks me, like, that's it. At a job, I can't be me 100%. So, literally, that's it. Like, that doesn't require a whole bunch
like
of money.
You wouldn't be able to say, like, nigga on the clock without being judged.
I want to be like, nigga. I'm from BTP. Where you from? Shout out to YG400. He's a good dude. But yeah, like, that's my goal, to just be me. But I learned, like, in the process, I've been seeing things, you know, I've been meditating, social distancing, all that shit, you know, but I've been seeing, like, visions. I follow this thing called Mindset Therapy on Instagram. It's a great follow. But consistency, you'll be surprised what can happen in your life in 6 months if you just stay consistent. Discipline is something that's hard, but, you know, if you keep it, it'll be good. And just, like, overall, just being happy, you know, because people don't be happy. You know, it's like being sad is a choice. Like people that were born with disabilities and different things like that, they couldn't help these things. But your mindset towards life, we can help these things. But of course, we're not going to think about somebody that can't walk, can't wipe their own ass, can't do this, can't do that. We're only going to think about our only little bubble in the moment, which is not fair. So really, I took the long route to say, man, gratitude has been the best thing to happen for me to see how far I've came. I drove my old car and like that shit broke down on me so many times and did so many things, but it's still here. It's still running, like doing things like that. I think everybody just go out and do some things you did when shit was kind of fucked up and realize how far you came would help. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that. And I also wanted to also say that it was special for me for you to drive that old car because
you lost your virginity in the back seat.
No, I didn't lose my virginity in the back seat, but our first child was conceived in that back seat.
As in Bella?
No.
Our dog.
Our first kid, even though we don't have any kids.
What if I broke a monogamous agreement? What if I told you I lied but didn't mean it?
No, remember when they changed the girl from the girl that was on
hold on. No, I fuck that. Like, pissed. That song, and they put Avant on Karma for Lloyd Banks. I was like, bro, this shit is whack. Karma? I'm glad you asked. Please wait a minute. Okay. This one's for all you dry faced the hoes. Shout out to New York City. Shout out to Queens, shout out to Brooklyn, shout out to the Bronx. Cause what? What?
I am the one you deny.
Pressed
off every time I try.
But I'm
alright. I'm able to swallow my pride
and put all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride,
I'm down.
Okay, that's Karma. So do you know that one?
I do know that, but I don't remember hearing when somebody else was on it.
They put a Vaughn on it and kind of like, you know, like, ooh. No.
Who is that?
I don't know. Some, you know, I'm nigga sorry, from the hood.
I'm an Avant fan.
I'm an Avant stan.
Obviously, you're not.
No, I just didn't. Avant nah. Didn't do no wrong for me. Seems like your attitude. Man, come on. Lloyd Banks, man.
Four
was the shit.
Minutes. Okay.
Don't take
that's
your.
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna leave that right
don't
there.
Take your love away or my first love. I feel like this is a layup. Yeah. Shout out to Kiki and her 1,151 kids.
Bro, they need to do like a sweatsuit like album, like a joint album. I know sweatsuit wasn't a joint.
We're not doing that.
They need to do a joint album. They need to do a, what was the Bow Wow and Marion? Remember they had like half
like Face show? Off? I think it was called fucking Face Off.
Oh,
shit. Oh, like, I don't know. So, I don't know. Like, I think it could have been. They could have been, I don't know, like Face Off or something
okay,
like that.
They need to do, like, because both of their, like, best songs are together.
I mean, facts.
So they need, I would, like, listen to an album of theirs.
Shout out to Marion. I've been, like, weirdly, like, on Men's Health, like, gym fridge combo. I've been watching that shit like crazy. I don't know. Like, Lenny Kravitz haven't been on there yet, but I'm waiting. Maybe he has been on there.
I'm waiting. You okay? He got a little rocked up
there. Well, all right, I got a three-quarter job. All right, I'm all right. You know, hey, you know.
Underwear, okay.
All right, shout out to Lil Murder, man.
Shout out to Uncle Clifford.
Oh, shit. But, nah, man, like, also just doing things that make you happy, like some real chill shit. We went to the park. We seen some amazing things. We seen, like, niggas that been in jail that probably like look like nah man that's too far man he got a tank top on with his little bitty shorts with
like,
his sexy ass
his whole entire outfit down like nah he doing too much and he gave him a like a second look like hey
yeah and when girls walk past he didn't do all that no. He didn't give a fuck about that
no
but like I mean you know we
he was a jailbird ass so like he had just met that baby like
yeah yesterday he just met his kid
and my seed.
Damn, he kept popping her for just living her life. You know, it was just dumb. Also, like, smoking weed in the park, like, goddamn. Like, I just did, like, shout out to Atlanta. Like, I think it's only a $75 fine, so niggas like, oh, I don't care.
I don't want to pay $75 for
Bro, getting a boot is probably like the worst shit in the world, though.
I don't think it's 75. We talked about it. I think it's like 200. I don't want to pay.
But I think that's in New York, though.
I don't. Okay. Why would I know what's going on in New York and I live here?
Because you have on a Knicks Scully right now.
Okay.
And you dead ass.
I am dead ass. I got my Tim's on, too.
All right, you be fucking with your Tim's on. Ooh, shit, nigga. Damn, B, you killing this shit, done. Oh, shit, my nigga. Facts. Kill that pussy.
Girls from New York are so fucking masculine. Like, no, not all of y'all.
Okay.
Shout out to a few of the ladies.
The ladies.
That are really ladies, but most of them are so aggressive and, like, scary.
Nah, I need me, like, a real nigga. Like, nigga, slap me, nigga. Like, whoa.
And it's just mean. Not everybody from New York.
Okay, I'm glad you're not generalizing. You don't do that. But
just a few friends that I have that are not mean, but it's literally y'all are the only two like nice people.
You know, we met a fucking black superhero while we were there. We were just at the park, and he was asking me like, "How do you know him?" And I was like, "I don't know. I think his name is Chavis Flag. It's ChavisFlagg. Follow him."
Chavis
Flat. Yeah, so he rolls around on this little like one wheel skateboard with his guitar and plays like the latest hot shit. It's pretty fucking amazing. So we just sitting there and I heard something, and then like we were on a slant on the hill and niggas kept coming down the hill like they were gonna kill us.
On the scooty bikes?
The scooty bikes was going up. Shout out to Raycon, Ray J.
They were going crazy.
No, they were going dumb.
Sitting there, and Reg was like, "Hey, look at Jack Harlow," like just being dumb because it was a white dude with like, is it okay to say Jufro or is that like not?
You want to get canceled.
But a little curl.
Yeah, he had a little curl.
And I was like, I think that's him.
And he was kind of looking around and then he shit. And then like he just came, he went and he walked by and he sat. And then he went and some girls was over there. And they went and took pictures with him. And that's when I knew it was.
What's poppin'?
Who you a
brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshin', I'ma spend this holiday locked in.
My body got rid of them toxins.
Sports in the top.
Kid it.
I can put the ball in the end zone.
Put a bad bitch in the friend zone.
This shit sound like an intro jet song. Give me that tempo. Told Pooh he a fool with the shit. Told her.
Alright, you acting shy.
Okay,
but like real shit, it was really fucking Jack Harlow because we went and stalked his Instagram
just
right
after. Walking, strolling through the park by himself.
Shout out to Piedmont Park, Atlanta, man. You just don't know what you're gonna see. It was just pretty fucking amazing, like.
And he like his song right now. That's like my favorite.
The
song.
Fucking he's like no, one
not,
of the biggest
I'm not
niggas.
Into, like meeting celebrities because I just want to keep my like image of them.
You like what he do?
I like what he do off the court, but not what he do on.
Shout out to LeBron going to, like, I think it's his 10th fucking final. That is ridiculous.
Oh, LeBron.
Like in the Miami Heats. Oh, LeBron. Oh, my gosh. He's a big basketball guy.
You hated LeBron for like a year.
Bro, like, I was so. I was a fucking woman.
Woman club.
I was scorned.
Like, you hated him. And I was like, what the fuck?
Bro, my feelings were so hurt, bro. Yes, because I thought he was going to go to, like, The Chicago Bulls.
All
right, bro. Why the fuck you laugh so hard, bro?
Aww.
Yeah, it's
the
not funny.
That, like the dad that he shows up, but you like see him riding past the fucking house, and you like sitting on the porch with your book bag.
No, he's the dad that fucking accidentally went to your house because like he fucked the next door neighbor, and he take care of those kids.
He's the dad that comes like. I don't know. He's just fucking.
Bruh, shit, like, for me, it was like, damn, man, like, all this teaming up and shit. But then he, like, made it so everybody's doing it and gave, like, player empowerment. So I was just
not
like,
player
damn.
Player empowerment. Get the fuck out of here. What is this, like, a fucking women's rights? Like, don't try to do that.
Okay.
Player empowerment. That's not even a fucking thing.
It's definitely
it's
a thing.
A
read
thing.
A fucking
I
book.
Hate basketball. I like LeBron. What he do off the court.
Babe, shut
but not
up.
On the court.
Oh,
but,
my God. Yeah. But no.
The Knicks fucking are ass.
The Knicks
the
are
Knicks
anus.
Are like a kid running for the ice cream truck, but then you don't make it. Like the ice cream truck see you, but don't.
No, the Knicks are the fucking kid that, like, your mom is, like, knocked out sleep with the door locked. Why are you trying to get to the ice cream truck? Because it's down the street.
All right, this is a personal.
Why the fuck you had to work overnight? Nah, but like, man, going to the park, we out there playing Connect Four. We taking pictures of each other. We just flirting and
oh my God,
let's just say we had a good night.
Hey, B.
If you know what I mean, you dig me. Yeah, but
we went to sleep.
Okay, this is recorded. Moving right along, but I don't know, man. I think we just moving on a path towards like our zen
righteousness.
That you know, and we like getting our real like zen and our mantra. I have you meditating. The first time was a little bit weird because Bella was scratching the shit out of herself and stuff like that. But
meditating is good. I feel very like balanced after I do it, and you know.
It's free.
Just, I feel like that's our vibe. Like, I feel like people probably assume that we meditate and shit, especially since you wear those hats.
Or they say, what is your fucking sign? Oh my God.
I'm gonna start looking. Like,
I fucking hate. Like,
one day at work, somebody did that shit, and it was like, she had said Leos were like,
we about to
arrogant. She said, and
no,
literally,
they're
everybody
leaders.
Who was around was a fucking Leo, and they all got fucking. Like, they were fucking Leo's out. Why do you say that? Like, she was like, oh no, being arrogant isn't a bad thing. First of all, yes, the fuck it is.
Yeah.
What are you talking
it's
about?
Saying like being a dick without saying you're a dick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, and you just always give a fuck about what you look like and what you da da da. And it wasn't true for any. Like, nothing they say about Leo's is true for me.
Bro, shout out to
you.
Niggas that like believe in that shit. I personally hate that. I think you could find many things in common. I'm pretty sure, like, hey, maybe some of it's true, maybe it's not. But for me, when you relate that shit, like, I just can't be a good person. Just like when niggas like, oh, you ain't from this country because you're too nice and polite.
That's too rude. I can't.
What the fuck
I
does
can't.
That mean? Like, yo.
I cannot.
No, that
people
shit
do
pisses
that about
me off.
From New York, like, oh my God, you're so nice. I can't believe you're from New York.
Yeah, that's kind of really fucking. Yeah,
yeah,
but. It's just really not, you know, like.
No, but signs, that I don't know. I guess I would have to, like, research it, but none of it for me is, like, I don't think me and, because both of us are Leo.
So we would never work if we following that logic.
Right.
We going on 13 years, married, 7, talk that shit, you heard? All right,
you trying to, like, stunt on your little relationship.
No, I'm just saying, I got to talk to these niggas, man. I got to talk that fucking talk, you heard?
Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean,
I did that to one of my friends. Oh, to Kiera. Shout out to Kiera.
Shout out
girl.
To Kiera, man. Shout out to Kelsey. Shout out to crew.
Like, I don't even remember, but the other day she randomly brought it up that I was like, when we first met, she said something. And I was like, oh my God, what sign are you? And I think she's a Sagittarius. Really, I don't fucking remember. And I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense now. She was like, what does that mean? And I was like, bitch, I don't fucking know.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Being dumb. But, yeah.
But it's just about like having a life of just gratitude and abundance, man. And like, we just gonna, this is a celebratory 3-year. So we doing all positive vibe, all good time. And you know, I just really want to say, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta give thanks. You know, I never really met nobody who was truly successful that wasn't thankful.
Hey, I just want to say thank you.
For the good and the bad.
For everybody that's listening.
It made me who I am.
I just want to say thank you. Shout out to Sean Don. Let's go.
When it get this dark, you got to feel your way out. They tried to bury me alive. I killed Bill my way out.
Okay, man. Big Sean, like, shout out to everybody. All right, another story. Can we tell this story on the podcast? Is it safe? When we seen Big Sean, and that shit was going the fuck up, and this dude probably was just dragged there with his girl, and he's like, I mean, I don't know. But then when he seen that Big Sean was up on that stage, what the fuck did he do?
He proceeded to Google. What you talking about when he Googled Big Sean Facebook?
Oh my fucking
God!
Yes, nigga. Like, how fucking old are you that you really like?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, so this little dude, that, cool, is, man.
Well, how many years ago was that?
Bruh, I mean, it was whenever that Dark Paradise Fantasy shit
it
came
was,
out.
It was about, I don't know, 3 years ago.
Four years ago.
So now, and since then, we've probably been to a good, like, 20 concerts or some
And
shit.
What do we do every and time we go to a concert?
So
we,
one of us do that shit every time.
We Google Big Sean Face.
Like, we like, let, like, or I'm just on my phone, and then it says, like, Big Sean Facebook on Google search.
But literally, it's we could be at a fucking R&B concert that has nothing to do
or
with nothing.
I feel like we've done it when we're not at a concert at all. Like,
oh,
it's like
oh, yeah.
At any type of
it's music. Definitely an icebreaker, yeah. You know, like, hey, you know, it got kind of quiet real quick, like, you know, hey, man.
Any type of event, really.
But, hey, man, this shit kind of boring, ain't it? Like, well, Big Sean Facebook. All right. Like, we got a lot of fucking stories. Okay. And I don't know if I should fucking say this, but I'm going to say it. I might get canceled.
Babe, come on.
This don't that don't get canceled segment right here. A new segment, don't get fucking canceled. For my own. Damn, that's really dumb, but fuck it. So, for me, when you go to a funeral and people go and they start singing up there, that is by far the fucking funniest part. Unfortunately, the person that passed. Unfortunately, the person that passed. We trying to celebrate your life, but I think in you knowing me and all of us in agreement, this person up there is fucking butchering this song. So for me, you know, we've been to some funerals before that. You know, the kids thought I was breaking down, and then they was like, damn, man, Red's really going fucking through it. But in reality, I was dying. Because, like, you cannot go up there, and no, what song were they fucking singing one time?
I don't even know the song.
Bruh, because
but also, you're canceled after this, so good job.
Okay, y'all, hey, donate to my OnlyFans.
Donation.
Gifts. Shout out to Dr. Umar, man. But yeah, don't cancel me. But also, I learned that, you know, when you're having a bad time, you got to play music. You got to play some of your favorite music. And I'll let you try to think of one song while I play my song. What is a song that you cannot be fucking mad when it comes on? And for me, it was the
Fuck Funny.
Ty Dolla Sign, the greatest in the world. Don't ever fucking forget it. Don't play yourself. Cause why?
I just had my mansion. Told her I ain't coming home.
How the fuck can you be mad with this shit going? You be like, come on, man, get up, man.
Told her I ain't coming home tonight.
Hold up, let's go. I just gotta hear my part.
I've been getting money four ways.
R. Kelly, here we go.
Play with the foreplay. I know. I be up to no good, baby. I know.
Oh my God. Is there, you know, I know that's a off the cuff question for you, like a quick question, but is there any song where you can't just, you can't be mad when that shit come on? I mean, just for me to, you know, I knew I was going to ask that question, so I had a cheat code.
Yeah, that's not fair.
But yeah, that shit is just, yeah, like, big. You know, it's very, it's it, it did
I
it for me.
Good, so.
You do feel good when that song is on.
For me, I'm not sure off the top, because I don't feel like I'd just be sitting around while music is on, and I'm mad anyway. So, I don't know. That's not fair. You should have, like, let me at least, like, you know, get a chance, because I don't know.
Okay, so, you know, I also, you know, we have this conversation often.
So I told you already?
No, you didn't. I was just.
I probably did. You don't listen.
I was moving right along.
Oh, damn.
Because I got bored. But,
hey, stop doing that shit.
I listened to. Hey, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Yeah, chill out.
But I was listening to some music and trying to find new music. And shout out to Eric Bellinger. He's been doing this shit for a long time. Why are you laughing?
I was about to say something, but oh. It probably,
You wanted to get canceled due to COVID. Okay, yeah. But I was listening, man. This dude is amazing, man. His name is Eric Bellinger, and he got one out here. And it was a very good song because it says something in a song I didn't hear. We'll talk about it after I turn this off. But we're gonna kind of slow it down for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? What's up, baby? I know you had a long, hard day out there. You've been working. Let me help you with that. Sit down right there. Just listen.
I've been floating on cloud 99. Shipping good, I can't even lie. I was on a mission, had to take flight. Mixed a little faith with a lot of fight. I've been busy setting up my life. I've been stacking bread and my credit right. Got a lot of things trying to swing by, but I'm unfulfilled every single
all
night.
All I really need is someone to reciprocate my love.
Girl, the one thing that I'm missing is you.
Pay attention to what he says.
I got everything that I want, but I promise all I'm missing is you. Baby, you don't ever gotta question what I'm saying now. The one thing missing is you.
Gonna let this one rock for the ladies.
I got the champagne, I got the candlelight, I got protection, I got the red roses with the rosé on high.
All right, we're gonna stop it right there, because in that song he says he got the protection, meaning a condom. If you're a ratchet nigga, it's a plan B, because you're trying to get wild that night. But for me, it's like, hey, you don't hear that in songs. You don't really see that in shows, even though we've seen it recently. Shout out to P-Valley. But we have this discussion often. Oh my gosh. I threw up in the mouth. Yeah, we have this discussion often. We wouldn't know, because we've been together forever, since the beginning of time, because we was meant for each other. So we wouldn't know. Yeah, that's how you get it done, gentlemen. Pay attention, man.
That's how I got you.
Oh shit. But this is like, when the fuck is condoms like ever? We have this debate often, but when is the condom is just not a thing anymore?
It fucking never was.
I think you're right.
You mean like for us?
No.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I was.
Brother, telling yourself.
We were like super extra safe.
So
we're different.
But we did not strap fucking twice. Shout out to Marcus Houston. That's the dumbest shit in the world.
Shout out to you fucking wanting the condom to break. And for you not to fucking feel literally anything. Like, for you to literally put on.
You got a turtleneck on that dick. Like,
for
real.
Yeah.
Nigga,
so,
you're not going to feel nothing with that shit on.
Literally none of my, like, friends, cousins. Nobody really used. I mean, they weren't like hoeing around. They was like, some of them were. Not my cousin. Shout out to my cousin.
Yeah.
They were messing with the same dude, but like, you know. Like,
it just feel like.
The reasons why people don't want to use condoms. I mean, they do smell weird.
All right, they smell like AutoZone.
It's like, that'll fuck up the entire mood.
Yeah.
But. I don't know.
So
like,
to have a
STD, like,
or having a kid, like, you know, yeah, like it'll smell like AutoZone.
Like,
get in the zone.
You know. I mean, you can
get AutoZone.
It really does. It smells weird. And then it just don't feel. It does feel different, but like, just get you the good kind.
The ecstasy.
Shout out to
the Magnums. Ecstasy. If you wear the big kind, you dig me? Yeah. But,
all right,
we're gonna
have to cut this shit.
I don't fuck you. Yeah, but it's just like, yo, man, like, it's just like, I don't think niggas really give a fuck about condoms ever.
They don't. Like, I had a friend, recently, well, an associate. I hate when people do that.
Yo, bro, if you don't pull over and let that shit out, bro, oh, hell no.
Like, yeah, anyway. So she was messing with this dude. They had like fucking just met.
Word.
And she was like, yeah, telling me about him or whatever, and just general stuff. And she was like, yeah, like he was like They didn't use a condom.
He definitely shot my club up, yeah, was the exact
I didn't
terms.
Know what to say. Yeah, he definitely, like, I don't know what the conversation was, but I was kind of, like, telling him my vibe was, like, the nigga sounds married.
Shout out to all the niggas fucking married. Like, niggas, like.
Married, like, just little shit, like, oh, you know, he just, I haven't been to his house. That's fucking strike one. He was acting fucking weird. And he was like, yeah, well, you know, he wasn't your boyfriend. Y'all went, like, shopping for plants, so I guess she thought it was, like,
yeah, he took me out to Red Lobsters. Like, bitch.
Yeah, so she, yeah, he definitely shot my club. And, like, we, like, I'm not friends with her because of that, but, like, I haven't been able to, like, fuck with her the same after that.
It gets a little weird.
That's just too irresponsible. Like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, you don't know this dude like that.
Yeah.
And he's shooting your club. First of all, he's married. Like, I mean, honestly, like.
Hey, shout out to Ernest, like, man. Like, he sound like a fucking Ernest. Like.
I mean, for real. Like, I talked to her maybe, like, a few weeks later. And I was like, you know, how's everything going with. They weren't even fucking talking anymore. That's when I decided. Like, yeah, we can't. Like, we can be cool.
We
can't. Like,
she be
off the court, but, like, on the court.
Hell no, nah, it's
maybe that's just, and like she's also, I mean, I don't have a lot of nurse friends, but she's a nurse, and I just feel like you should know better than to be like fucking raw because like
in Atlanta
the AIDS rate is like fucking stupid. Like, what are you doing? You know that.
Yeah,
like you're smart, like you are fucking, like, so I couldn't get behind that. I was like, yeah, I can't. Like, your IQ is like.
I just feel like, too, it just feels like a lot. Like, everybody can do whatever the fuck they want. We just be like, I don't know about that. But I just feel like a lot of niggas just be out there like, yo, I ain't really worried about an STD. I don't really want to have a kid. Or is it vice versa? I don't fucking know which one it is.
I think people don't think STDs can happen.
Nah, she looked clean.
Not for real.
Nah, I mean, no, I know niggas.
Or, like, yeah.
Yeah, I know niggas like that that have
and
said,
I,
like,
I mean,
damn.
When I was younger, I used to feel like people with HIV had a certain look. They look like they look sick and shit like that when I was, like, a child. But once you get older and you actually meet
and
somebody.
And you work
who
in the fucking hospital
shit,
and you see that, it very often.
That. And when I was in school, we went to, like, a HIV, like, seminar. Like, people are, like, talking about that. They all look regular. I mean, they don't look sick at all.
Yeah, but, like, if your dick is burning, hey, you knew what you was doing.
But then some people, too, don't. Even if your dick is burning, they don't go to the hospital because they be embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to, you know, the hospital. I can't say too much about it, but let me tell you, these niggas, It's embarrassing for a lot of people.
What in the HIPAA violation is going on?
I just need to see a doctor. Why? You fucking asshole. But anyway, man, hey, do what you want. If you want your dick to be on fire, keep doing what you're doing. Have fun. But I don't know, man. It's just crazy. It's just like, I love that free spirit shit, but that shit is taking that free spirit to a whole nother fucking level when you out here fucking everything raw. Like, whoa. Yeah. I don't even eat sushi, my nigga. I was just playing, man. But, hey, man, we just want y'all to be safe. We live in Atlanta. It's not a fucking game.
No glove, no love.
I really put that in a fucking...
you didn't.
In a post today, I really did. It was great.
Dang.
I just wanted to start a war right now because it's been coming up as well. So I figured it's the time to talk about it. You're a white supremacist, so you like the Wizard of Oz when everybody likes the Wiz. So, like, when you hear a song like, You Can't Win by Michael Jackson, you just feel like...
You can't win.
Please explain yourself. I'm gonna cut the music off. Please explain yourself. I know you were traumatized. You had a babysitter or whatever.
She wasn't a babysitter. She was like my mom's friend. And she always fucking wanted us to watch The Wiz. And me and my sister
and you
wanted
hated
to
blacks.
Watch The Wiz. No, I stand. Bro. Like, you can't. Like, hey, fucking Hitler. You can't fucking come at me.
Who was born in Germany?
It doesn't matter. What did I ask to be born? Did I ask?
All right, to be now born you want to kill yourself. What the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
You finding somebody's diary? Like, I hate my family.
All right, bro. Like, the fuck?
No, first of fucking all, have you ever seen The Wizard of Oz? Yes or no?
Nah, because I'm black. I only seen The Wiz.
Okay, so if you have only... The Wiz is a bootleg version of The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz is fucking amazing. It's, like, magical, and it's fucking... So I stand. So until you watch The Wizard of Oz... Then you can't.
Okay, so that'll be some homework for me. What streaming service is it on?
On all streaming platforms.
All right, go fuck my nigga shit, bro. That shit.
It's on fucking lit, man. Spotify, fucking all streaming platforms.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
I hate that. I think for real it's on, I think it's on HBO Max.
Okay, so we'll definitely watch it. That'll be my homework.
You're going to be asleep.
No, I'll watch it by myself, I guess. I don't know. You'll be at work.
You're going to be asleep. We're going to have to.
Shut up.
Let's watch it tonight.
Oh, no. I got some other plans for tonight.
What do you have to do tonight?
This is recorded podcast. Yeah, but I was just thinking, shout out to my nephew, Jotty Beans. It was his birthday. You know what I'm saying? We going to be too big, so I'm not going to let you niggas know. Most of my family anyway. So enjoy now. Because I plan on being to the top when you guys start donating to my OnlyFans. It's $3,000 a month. That's the lower level.
Are you saying OnlyFans?
Yes, it's $6,000 a month. For the top tier, and then $9,000 a month.
What you going to be doing on there?
I can't even say on here.
Oh, wow.
It's about to be that wild.
It's about to be like an adult game night?
Yeah. You ever like seen like a shot glass challenge?
Babe, okay, I'm about to throw up. Like, I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't know, but it sounds weird as fuck. So I just, yeah, but anyways, yeah, shout out to him, man. We had a good time. We did a fucking conga line at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I started that conga line.
And yeah, like my friend.
And my dad wanted to reverse the conga line. It was perfect.
Oh my God. And like, I just want to say, like, you know, because I like to implement a lot of music. I'm so glad. I don't want to get sued. I don't own the rights to any of this music. every time I think of him, man, I got to play this one time for him, man. Shout out to him. Happy birthday. I got to do it again.
All I know, yeah,
when you used to drop this shit right here, this little guy had to be like fucking 4 or 5, and he would put his hand up and nanny out the room like...
Yeah, yo, all I know is, yeah, yo, every time she hit the block, that hoe, she be on go mode. And if you try to rhyme, it's for the God, that be a no-no. Soft up in them loco, and you nigga no so. Yeah, yo, all I know is, yeah, yo.
Okay, enough of that. Shout out to him, happy birthday, all that good stuff. Yeah, so we getting ready to head out of here shortly, but... I just wanted to talk about one more thing, but like, you know, music is a love language. Music is happiness. Music is everything to me. Shout out to Monica. And I hope it is to everybody else. But to get into this next topic, also a quiz that you could do in your head by yourself, or you could cheat and get on YouTube. Let me know who was the main person in this video. To this next topic we're gonna talk about, but that's the song for this topic. Hold on. Do you know who is the leading lady in this song?
Guess what I did today? Those were the words I said to you. It was last May, don't know the exact day. In my head there was a ring. Then you told me that you love me more than anything in your life. So I asked you, would you do me the honor of being mine?
Yes, I will. wanted to talk to end this off talking about engagements, but more so the non-engagements that happen very, very often. And I just felt like I wanted to do some hood shit, but you wouldn't let me. Like, I needed to get caught fucking cheating, and then, like, we get engaged the next day.
Like, a re-engagement?
No, like, you know, like, damn, like, I'm just saying, like, I'm tired of playing, like.
Oh, like an ultimatum engagement. Like, you fucked up and, like, now you gotta marry me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, you pregnant. Let's say this right now. This is recorded podcast. The number one dumbest shit to me is just because a girl is pregnant to get married. Shout out to you niggas that do it, but I just think that shit is dumb.
Yeah, don't do that.
I just feel like you don't really fuck with her like that. You just fucked her. So, you know, like, getting married, it's probably not, like, I mean, niggas will work it out, but it's probably really not going to lead into, like, and then, like, don't let parents pressure you or something. This is your fucking life. So do what's right in your heart. Don't fucking just go out like, nah, man, she pregnant, like, I gotta marry her. Like, no, you don't. You don't.
No, hope sure to take care of your kid, but, like, y'all can do that on some co-parenting shit, man.
Yeah, due to COVID, don't do that shit. But anyway, I just feel like, you know, like, it's a honorable thing, but hopefully down the line when y'all really get to know each other, you can do that in a real way. Not just because she's pregnant, because that shit just seems whack anyway. But, you know, if you did it, shout out to you, and hopefully it end up working out. But I don't like that. I feel like love needs to be love, and, like, I mean, we was kind of fucking, and I love that. But if I don't really love you, I want to wait till I love you fully before I just marry you. And that's that on that. But moving right along, how many fucking engagements have you seen that end up being non-engagement without saying names?
When you say a non-engagement, like,
how many niggas via social fucking media have you seen? They did a big deal. Also, let me give you some game too. If you fucking post every day about you and my headache, my downfall, all this bullshit right there like that, and then the day you motherfuckers break up or something, anything happens, guess who's gonna know? All the fucking social media. If you want to post a nigga and do all that, that's fine. But let me tell you, 9 times out of 10, niggas is just praying on your downfall. These niggas praying on my downfall. I was gonna talk to her. I said, oh, wow. I had a T-stroke again.
Again?
Yeah, man, this shit kind of crazy, man. Due to COVID, yeah.
Due to COVID, you literally never know the words to any songs anymore.
I'm 33 years old.
I don't give a fuck if you're 63.
This
don't
is my Jesus year.
So this is the last ride?
I don't know. Pray for me, y'all. But
this is my magic year, so it might be my last ride, too.
Nah, he got the cure for that. Shout out to Magic. But yeah, like, stop doing that shit. From the bottom of my heart, stop doing that shit. Just live your life and be happy. If you post a nigga every day, and
that's
then that nigga disappeared...
Hey,
delete all my fucking pictures. Oh, my God.
And I'm in my single woman bag.
I don't need no more.
Going out more.
Oh, my God. I don't need no nigga. Fuck niggas. Oh, you still in a relationship? Like, bitch, you were in one last week. Like, the fuck you mean you still in a relationship? Yes, nigga. Like, you still doing that dating shit? Like, you married and shit? Like, shout out to niggas that hate us because, like, we actually fuck with each other. That shit is, like, really weird, but...
That shit is kind of disturbing, actually.
It's, yeah. Like, niggas, like, y'all go on vacation just y'all two? That's weird. Like...
This girl at work said her and her husband, they've been married, like, I don't know. But they've been... They're high school sweethearts, so they've been together at least probably 10 years or something like that. And she said they just are about to go on their first vacation, just the two of them, like, in a few weeks.
Okay, so a lot of niggas don't know the rules to vacation. What's the rules to vacation?
There are no rules. There's one rule. Uh-oh, I got in trouble.
There are no rules.
Yeah, just live, have a good time.
I mean, and go see some shit. I'm sure, hopefully, it's going to be a lot of lovemaking.
We can't really do that due to COVID. Not the lovemaking. Did you say lovemaking?
I did say lovemaking.
Okay, not due to COVID, not the lovemaking. But, like, we was doing, like, city passes and, like, getting the
doing
city
way too much
city.
On the city pass, too.
Now you can't, like, do that. I mean, you probably can now because stuff is, like, opening back up. But we don't do that. We'll, like, go to the beach and, like, just kind of be around.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like all niggas do is get drunk and high and stay in a hotel or stay right where they at. Like, it's so much to explore. If you in another fucking city, go find some shit. They got a million damn pamphlets in the fucking lobby. Or you can just Google fucking anything you want to.
Normally when you stay in an Airbnb, they like tell you where to go. They give yes. you like, oh, go here for breakfast, go here for lunch. This will be nice to go to. This is like a good date night. You know, they're really like a book, like, in the Airbnb that, like, tells you everything. Then they be having pamphlets sometimes, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, but back to engagements. It's just, like, shout out to all you niggas that, like, that's, I feel like that's some really hood shit to get engaged all the time. Or you fucking been engaged for 10 years.
Or you're not engaged and you call somebody your fiance.
Bruh,
or
that is the ultimate hood
bad,
shit.
Like, yeah, this my husband. Like, y'all aren't fucking, why y'all have different lives?
Shout out to everybody who fucking said, we don't want to get married because everybody we know that got married got
that
a divorce.
That nigga done fucking brainwash you. If you say you don't want to get married because everybody else, hey, bruh, just go in and break up.
Hey, sis.
Just
look,
say you want to see other
sis,
people.
Let me tell you, he hitting the bottom of some other pussy. I'm sorry. Man. Yeah.
I mean, I think it could, honestly, I think it could work. Like, some people, you know, maybe you don't want to get married, but don't use that one.
No.
That one is old for me. Like, let's come up with something else.
I really feel like you
all
don't
the
have to.
Relationships I've been in haven't worked. Okay, well, that's offensive to me. Because, nigga, we not everybody else.
We got to get on another fucking podcast. Talk about the fucking year that was 07, 08 of, like, you know, I just want to, like, not be in a relationship. That dinger's bag of, like, I just basically.
I'm being honest
I want
too,
to,
with you.
Like, I want to fuck. I just don't want to, like.
I don't want a girlfriend, though. Like, okay.
And let me tell you, nigga, some game. If you act interested in the bitch, what happens usually? I mean, seriously, like, if you
especially nowadays, like, women really like taking that whole phase shit to another level.
Bitch, you.
I remember they tried to like shame me at work because I didn't have a whole phase. I was like, bitch.
Hey, whole phases should be canceled due to what?
Due to fucking AIDS.
Yeah, whole phase has kind of been canceled for a man,
no,
but it's just.
I was like, you can't make me feel bad about.
And for the late for niggas, it's just like, yo. I mean. I fucked her, her, and her, and her. But if you at a grocery store and you've seen two dicks that been inside of you, I don't think that's fun.
Some people may like it.
All right, you're a fucking champion? Like, you the fucking dick champion of the world? Like, damn, but.
I don't know. Some hoes feel empowered by that.
I don't know. I mean, I
doubt it. That shit would be fucking humiliating.
Especially if the nigga. Like, it's trying to, like, laugh and giggle in your face. Like, hey, what's up? Because it's kind of like, damn, I remember when I fucked you. Like,
and here you are at the grocery store with getting some fucking Pop-Tarts.
You had the fucking. Hey, shout out to all the hoes, man. Like, let me give you some advice.
Hey, if you was a hoe, just move.
Move to another state.
Move to another fucking country,
bro. Bruh, that pussy has changed forever now. Yeah, but
can you turn the hoe into a housewife?
You can.
You cannot.
It's just like when she start like, all right, I was gonna
you
go
about to get
really
fucking wow.
far.
Wow.
Whoa.
What are we gonna say?
Let's just say if she's giving you a Malibu car wash down there, yeah.
A Malibu car? What the fuck is?
Yeah.
What is that?
You don't want to know.
I'm about to Google it.
No, I don't know what it is,
but
it just
do you
sounds
mean?
Bad. Okay.
Right,
I might get canceled.
All right, babe.
But should I go there or should I not go
I don't
there?
Know.
I might get canceled. Fuck it. This is recorded. I would imagine a Malibu car wash if she just swiped with a stroke of a tongue, your ass balls and your penis at the same time. That's a Malibu car wash. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Is this like a personal? Have you had this done before?
No, nothing's in my ass ever.
Okay, fair.
Never.
But you said it swiped.
No.
Yes.
like in a circle.
Okay, that's not a swipe. That's a swirl.
At Malibu Car Wash.
Okay. So if she does that, that's when you should be like, all right, I got to break up.
You got to think about it. It depends on how the
nice it was. How good that is. You dirty.
Hey, hold on. After the Malibu car wash, you might want to, hey, shorty, you did that last night. And honestly, I ain't never had that before. I know you probably have done that before, but guess what?
Guess what I did today?
This nigga gonna marry that bitch after he gets
fucking marry her. Let me see that.
Oh my god, but due to COVID, don't get with nobody that's gonna give you a Malibu car wash. But yeah, we are sex positive and we do believe that everybody can do whatever the fuck they want, but just know there is warning signs. Any sexual way you want to express yourself, that's sex positive. Where are you going for?
I was going to say he was going.
What are we going to do? Okay. So, after, like, right before he reaches an orgasm as a male, aka Busta Nut, he's going to hear this song right after this fucking happens. He's going to just lay there and, like, while he's waiting on his back for a warm rack, he's gonna be thinking in his head, like, I've never had that. I've always wanted that. And, like, honestly, I can see myself and yourself forever. I never knew such a day. Yeah, if a bitch do that shit to you, you not gonna know that fucking day has come, because you gonna be like, whoa.
Babe, you're dirty. I'm not doing that tonight. Like, I feel like you are trying to, like,
have you like me. Chocolate, don't you?
No.
Alright, what's the difference? What's the big deal? Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying.
Why? I think we have to break up now.
Why? Because I'm sex positive?
Okay, first of all, stop saying sex positive.
Sex positive.
Stop. Because it's not a thing. Just like fucking us. What did you call it?
A Malibu car wash.
No. At the beginning, you were talking about LeBron.
Bro, I'm patenting that shit.
You're dirty.
Malibu car wash.
You were talking about LeBron and you said sports freedom. It's not even a fucking thing. Or
player empowerment. It is a fucking
player
thing.
Player empowerment. Like, you play. No, it's not.
You made it seem like I had a dream up here.
You
and shit.
Did. Like, you fucking, you know, the Million Man March and shit. Like, it's just fucking players going from one team to the next. Like, it's not that serious. Words like empowerment are, like, reserved for, like, women and, like, black people. And, like, you can't just say player empowerment.
Okay.
It's trash. You're canceled. You're a white supremacist.
Okay, after this podcast, I was very open and honest, and I might lay down with my legs above my head tonight. You know what? Hey, man, I'd like to thank you for joining us on this episode. We're going to go to the moon.
My last episode, because now I've been sexually harassed.
All right, so now I'm in fucking HR to my own business. Due to COVID, this is recorded, has been fucking canceled. But
yeah, get the manager.
Everybody get the manager. But thank you for listening. Hopefully you got offended, but you want to speak about it in a positive way and not get me canceled. And I'd like to thank you for joining us. And where this podcast goes, this is recorded in what? Thank you. Thank you for listening. You made it through another episode. Donations. Gifts. Gifts. Thank you. Tell somebody about this is recorded.